Thank you, Brian. Hello, church. You're not going to get too much of me today, so but yeah, it's Confirmation Sunday, which is always, this is probably my favorite, one of my favorite services of the year, because we get to see the fruit of the ministry. We get to see young people committing their lives to the Lord. Very special this year. Didn't actually realize how close the emotions were until the whole baptism. Can I call up the people who are being confirmed and their mentors to come join me on stage, please? Awesome. Thanks, guys. So, yeah, we started with four people looking to do confirmation this year. One decided that it wasn't the right time for them, so we were down to three. And yeah, Luca, who is Suyan, who got baptized today, their son, he's actually at a climbing competition today, so he will actually be confirmed next week. We couldn't get a date in the next 4 weeks that worked for all six diaries, but that's life. So he'll be confirmed next week. But this is Confirmation Sunday with the baptisms. For those of you who are new to the church or who weren't here last year, just to let you know what these people behind me have gone through. So since late January, they've been meeting on a one-on-one basis, going through course content, which gives a lovely grounding and a basis for the whole Christian church and what it's all about. And it's really solid content. It looks at all the main pillars of the Christian church and what we believe and what it's about. And then just to make sure that they're well grounded in the life of Jesus, they also read the book of Luke, which is a good 23 chapters. So it's 13 weeks of content, so they pretty much do two chapters a week. And the lovely part about it every year is that we've got people who are, there's at least one generation, and sometimes we've had two generations difference between the young person and the mentor. So they get to ask questions about life. They're not connected to the family. That's also important. So they can just ask the difficult questions if they need to, the stuff they're too embarrassed to ask their parents. But it's just also a life experience that the mentors bring, and they're able to just talk into these young people's lives as they're deciding whether or not this is the path that they want to follow. So it's a very, very special process. It's lovely to, as I said, every year just come and see the fruit of it as people commit their lives to the Lord today publicly. Because that is what they're doing. They are confirming their faith in the Lord Jesus publicly in front of a group of witnesses, which is a beautiful thing. So what I always do is just allow each of them to have a moment just to share what the confirmation journey has meant to them. We've had different things over the years. People can sing a song if they want. They can read a poem if they want. They can do whatever. But yeah, we give everyone sort of a max of 5 minutes each just to share what this journey has meant for them. So who wants to be brave enough to go first? See, Brian's very nervous. He's always very nervous up here. Now we'll let Brian and Kevin come on up.
Thanks, Ross. Yeah, we'll put it somewhere. Let's put it over there. Are the parents of the confirmants going to join us? That's normally how it works, hey? Correct, okay. Would you like to join us, please? And where are your parents here today? Oh, you're right here in the front, sorry. No, hey. Being a mentor has allowed me to again see life and faith through the eyes of a younger person, and it's been an incredible, incredible blessing. Thanks, Ross, for looking out for this course. Thank you for doing all that you're doing, and thank you, Kevin, for asking me to be your mentor. It really has been a blessing. Going forward, I'm going to definitely have withdrawal symptoms from milkshakes on a Wednesday afternoon, and but I will get slimmer. Allow me to introduce you to Kevin Genvey. We were mentor and mentee during this confirmation process. The first slide here is that I was asked to pray a prayer of dedication over Kevin when he was just 1 year old. And I want to say well done, Ross and Claire, on raising a fine young man. You will notice in the photograph, if you haven't yet, the Noah's Ark cake that was behind us. And I was hoping that when I got to this party that the Noah's Ark cake meant 2x2 slices of cake. But the cake was very fun and nice. The close-up of the cake, you can see it looks really good. The thing you don't most probably know is that on that day there'd been some rain, and when we looked outside, there was a rainbow. And the rainbow is the Christian symbol for blessing, God's presence, God's favor. And as I spent some time with Kevin, I know that God's favor, his blessing, has rested upon this young person. Kevin has a really great understanding of the Christian faith, and he's really able to articulate very well what he believes. He's got some knowledge of concepts well beyond his years. He understands who Jesus is, who God is as his Father, and also the Holy Spirit. And he's walking very closely with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And it's an exemplary life to be a part of. He's got a very high regard for the elders in the church, the elderly people in the church. And he, at one of our sessions, said he really loves the diversity of our church, that we have younger and older people all together. The confirmation course asked on a number of occasions, does this young person know about the different ministries of the church, and is this young person involved in any ministries? These were the easy parts for us to get through. He's got an incredibly good knowledge of what's happening in our church, and he's already plugged into many ministries. In actual fact, he was doing too many, and he stepped out of one to only be involved in three different ministries. He's very involved. We're in the book of Luke during the confirmation course, two chapters a week, and so I've chosen a verse out of that book for you this morning, and this is my prayer for you, Kevin, going forward. It's Luke 10, verse 27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Continue, Kevin, to love Jesus, to love others, and to be such a great part of this church. I pray that you will be blessed as you grow and as you go. Amen.
Hello. So Uncle Brian pretty much took all that I was going to say. But yeah, I just want to talk about the whole experience. It was great. It was going through picking off a wise mind and just learning a lot from all that Uncle Brian could say. And yeah, I just want to thank him so much for all the milkshakes, no plates of chips, and just the experience we had. But yeah, it's just been awesome, and I'm going to miss the experience of every week having like a check-in, reading the Bible. Yeah, really recommend it to all the young guys. It will change your life a lot. Thanks.
Do you want to, I'll warn you that Andrew's the wordsmith here. He's clamping at the bit to get this mic, hey?
Not many of you people know me, but I grew up in a solid Christian family. I had an elder brother who was a kidney transplant, and my second eldest was Down syndrome. So I never got a lot of attention as a child. The only attention I seemed to get when I was in trouble. So I never really would go to my parents with problems. And I realized later in life that mentoring is so important. And I found myself gravitating towards older people, wiser people that I saw sort of like as father figures. And I always wondered, why am I gravitating towards these people? So I realized that it's because I was never mentored. Here comes Whitney. Anyway, so yeah, when Ross asked me to be a mentor, especially for Andrew, I just said yes, straight away. He said, normally people think about it, and I knew it was Andrew because I run with Andrew a couple of times, and he's a good kid, and for me, it's like to be part of this mentoring process is so important. You know, as a result of being always in trouble, I grew up quite lonely, and I became a loner, and you cannot... You can't do this life alone. So to be part of this is like, it was an awesome, awesome experience. And about Andrew, it's like our minister in London, he always said, he did like a date series, and he said the most attractive part of a guy is his two ears. So if you girls are looking for a good boyfriend, find someone that can listen to you. And I tell you, Andrew's got some very good ears on him. He's a very good listener. And like when we were sharing his stuff on the Bible, I often see him writing stuff down, taking notes over and above what he's researched. So just thank you for inviting me to be part of this process. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thoroughly enjoyed being a mentor to Andrew. Thank you.
So how I started off this confirmation journey. I got a phone call from Shoba saying, hey, do you want to do confirmation? At first, I didn't really know. I didn't know much about this course, and I already had a full schedule with school and sports, but I had a thought on it for the rest of the day. So later, I phoned back Shoba and said, yes, okay, I'll do this course. And I'm so thankful to you, Shoba, for starting me on this journey, as it has been such a great experience. I thank you, Uncle Jeff, for mentoring me, for spending your time and sharing your personal experiences, and always fitting in with my already full schedule. Thank you, Uncle Ross, for organizing it, and this has helped me grow closer to God. Thank you.